And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Oh, I missed the commercial. Go ahead.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, or I should say, saints and sinners. Yes, indeed, it is that time of year, whether you're in the Big Easy or you're just getting hard. It's Mardi Gras season. Everywhere. It's something we love to celebrate here at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. Every Saturday night, anyway. But, you know, we do have some respect for the seasons. And tis the season to throw beads. If I can only get these beads untangled. Let's see. Here we go. The first person who flashes gets some beads. And we have Lily Cade. It matches her hair. Lucky Lily Cade with that red, red hair and her first set of beads. Mardi Gras, baby. And you could turn on her microphone if you like. Welcome back to the Speakeasy.
Hey.
Ms. Cade.
Always glad to be here.
Happy Mardi Gras to you.
Thanks. I used to be Catholic, so.
All right, well.
We used to kind of celebrate this.
It's time to
live
it up.
More Ash Wednesday, the fucking gothest holiday ever.
Well, Ash Wednesday, you don't really celebrate. You observe.
You go get dust put on your face. I liked it, actually, when I was younger because I was super goth.
Yeah.
So I was like, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. That's fucking great.
Ashes to ashes, dust to lust.
Oh, yeah.
It is not Ash Wednesday yet, brothers and sisters. And it is not Mardi Gras season. And I got some more beads. Let's see.
She was next.
Oh. You're a little bossy, aren't you?
You know it. You can turn my microphone
off. Oh, no. We can handle you. You were on the bed last time. That was a different form of upstaging. Okay. Well, we're happy to have Lily Cade back, and we have a bunch of other guests here tonight to celebrate Tiger Blood. Mardi Gras. That's right. Every Mardi Gras is a different kind of Mardi Gras, and tis the season of the tiger. It's not the year of the tiger, but it is the season of the tiger. Oh, yeah, baby. And that Adonis DNA. Who wants to flash for Adonis? Oh. Here she goes. Katie Kins doesn't catch the beads, but has a nice rack for...
Whatever, her tits are great.
Mr. Sheen, yes. And now, yes, those beads match your hair. Very good. Hello, Miss Kins.
Hello.
Yes, I see you have a mask.
I do.
And so do I.
I've got one.
But I thought it was a bit much for me to wear a mask and a hat and a set of headsets and everything. But
I brought mine.
Here I am in my mask.
Get close to your microphone, darling.
I'm posing for pictures. Oh, yes. Oh, the microphone's moving. But this is a Puccinella mask, I think. I think I'm wearing Puccinella. A Commedia dell'arte mask. And as of those of you who know me know, I am from the School of Commedia dell'arte, improvisational theater. And I am still doing Commedia dell'arte, which I learned when I was knee-high to, a basketball player anyway. I'm still knee-high to a basketball player, right? Yale University, my alma mater, Mother Yale, Lust et Veritas, taught me the arts of the theater. But of course, the School of Life has taught me more. And what I do here in this speakeasy, this womb room, on these boards, is something that I call commedia erotica. That's right, and that's why we have some beautiful erotic guests of all kinds, just arriving or sitting, waiting patiently for their moment. We have so many commedia erotica characters here for you this evening. And let's see, I wonder if one of them will flash for me. Let's see, I got some silver beads here. Let's see here, can I untangle them? Yep, here we go. Queen Esther herself, oh my goddess. Here she is, Persia Pelée. Right into your arms, right into your cleavage there. Beautiful, beautiful, lovely titties. Welcome, Persia. So good to see you, all of you, or some of you, some good parts of you. I'm so excited, well, to just see you at all. But also, 2 weeks from now, March 19th, we're going to celebrate the holiday of Purim and Persian New Year. And we're going to tell the story of Esther, the teenage beauty contest winner who saves her people through the power of her weapons of mass seduction.
Right here.
There you go. Those are those weapons. Yeah, those are some bombs, baby. Yeah. Those are the kind of bombs we like to drop. Drop bras, not bombs. That's one of our mottos here at the Speakeasy. And we're so excited to have Persia as
Thank
Esther.
You.
And we're excited to have you here tonight. And I understand you actually have tiger's blood. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tiger blood, excuse me.
Hashtag tiger blood. Running all up and down my veins.
Yeah, you do, don't you? And have you been, like, sort of observing Mr. Adonis on the Sheem team and
his
you know, kind of battle with the world?
Well, gosh, there's so many variables of Charlie Sheen. I mean, I'm all for him. He's speaking his truth.
And all his variables.
All his variables. My goodness. I mean, I'm all for him.
How does he speak to you, this Mardi Gras?
He's, the truth.
Yeah,
he speaks the truth, the eroticism, you know, the fruit of life, which is women and all coming together. It, you know, it does take a village to raise a child, and he's
and it takes a harem to raise Charlie Sheen, I
Absolutely.
Guess. Yeah.
Absolutely. And yes, my being Middle Eastern, I completely agree with the whole harem thing. As long as you're truthful.
Thing. Yeah. Well, you know, truth is a great thing. It's not easy to be truthful, you know. I mean, it's not something you just go, I'm going to be truthful, because we all have many layers. And he's trying. I see he's trying. I mean, I watched his little show tonight on Ustream, and he had some yutzo guy sitting next to him, but this hot girl behind him, you know. And I guess the combination was impressive. And then he read this poetry. He reminded me of one of the beat poets from, I hate to say this, well, the 1950s and 60s. It kind of looks a little like Jack Kerouac, actually. You know, it's pretty cool guy, pretty interesting guy. And yeah, I mean, he's battling and having some fun. I guess winning, right? I'm not sure what that means, winning.
He's positive.
Positive, you
yes.
know? But the positive becomes a negative, especially if you take enough drugs. So, you know, it can always be the other side, so we're not sure. But it's fun. It's fun, and it's fresh, and we're all watching him. And he has set the Guinness Book of World Record for getting the most Twitter followers in one day. I think he got over 1 million in one day, you know.
Wow. So, go Team Sheen.
Yeah, go Team Sheen. All right.
He's in the world record book for that.
Yeah. So go Persia Pelée. Yeah, you're looking hot tonight. And I'm really excited about you playing Esther. How do you feel about that?
Likewise, my goodness.
Yeah. You're going to be a queen. You deserve to be a queen.
Thank you.
And a Persian queen.
Yes.
Yes, ancient Persian queen.
I am trying to bring back sexy to Persia.
Mm-hmm. Ancient not Persian Jewish queen. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, oh yeah.
Let
oh,
the
yeah.
truth be known.
Let the truth be known. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Although we have many gods here at the Speakeasy. So what are we worshiping tonight? Oh yeah, beads.
Fucking.
Who else wants to get some beads? Boys can get beads too, by the way. I take male chests. Okay, can I get them back there? Yeah, there's a chest for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, good catch. I got beads up my hiney here. What am I? Beads are tight. I'm already getting... beads everywhere. All right. Well, hey, man. That's pretty cool. Good. Okay. So you know, you got your beads, right? Okay. You're just gonna toast me from back there. You're welcome. Good to see you. I recognize you. Yeah, I've seen you before. Okay. So people come out of the woodwork at Mardi Gras. They do. They do. And we have more beads. Okay. So now we have blue. If you want another color. So blue. There's Sin Sage. All righty.
Yeah.
Catch those beads. Yeah, girl.
Yay.
Yay. She looks so hot.
Look she always this. Looks so hot.
Gorgeous, adorable titties. Mm. Last time I saw those gorgeous, adorable titties, they had wax all over them from the cock candle. I think we should light a cock candle. If someone has a lighter. Mm, I want a lighter. Anyone have a lighter?
I have a lighter.
Oh, very good. Yes. Very good. I would almost give you beads just for giving me a lighter, but I think you should flash for me anyway.
Should I flash
okay.
for you?
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah, you light it. Very
a
good.
Lighter.
Yeah, we got a lighter. All right, so your lighter isn't even necessary. So, yeah, thank you
no
very much.
No beads for you, bitch.
Okay, and you might as well light this one, too. You know, yeah, light a couple of them now. Now that we're starting.
I like how they're all mangled now.
They're all mangled. Like, yeah, they're getting lowered.
Dead.
These are our Aerostate cock candles. So I saw Sin Sage with wax all over her tits that Dane Cross was dripping during and after our Aerostate prayer and just before she was ravished by Lily Cade and then Dane Cross, you know. Lily had to get in there first, I noticed.
I have to.
I don't know if anyone else noticed that, but.
Lily's always in there.
I'm always in there.
You're always in there. Has that always been true, Lily, or is that?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, always in there. Okay, well, here you are, in there, in here, in the womb room. So, okay, so I was going to get another flash from
me.
Chloe. There we go, little flash. Flash for the camera. And now you can, you don't have to catch them in your mouth, although you look
we
like you're going to.
We got a cameraman in the way.
Oh, cameraman in the way.
Better.
And yeah. Chloe Rivers, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you.
Happy Tiger's Blood Mardi Gras.
Nice to know.
Laissez les bons temps rouler. And so I understand that you are a, quote, newcomer.
Yes, I am.
To the wonderful, wacky world of Charlie Sheen. I mean, porn. Isn't the same thing? Well, anyway,
yes.
Aren't they all, aren't we all, aren't we all in Charlie Sheen's harem? It's like, we are all Americans now, we are all Afghanis now, we are all in Charlie Sheen's harem now. Okay,
exactly.
So you are too, right?
Yes, of course.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Get close to that microphone.
I would totally have my chance with him.
What would you do with him?
I would stroke his dick hard and strong. I don't know. Ooh. Enjoy it, I think.
You hear that, Charlie?
I think I would.
Wow. Charlie's going to get a Charlie horse just thinking about that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Stroke it. Well, that's a beginning. I think, he's on, what is he? He's high on Charlie Sheen or something.
Yeah.
Go. He's got one, one.
One speed and it.
Thank you. Go. Right. So he might want to go beyond stroking.
Yes.
Pretty quickly.
Yes.
Would that be okay? I mean, I know you're a newcomer.
Yes.
Could you handle that?
I could handle it.
You could. Okay. So how come you're in this crazy business? What drew you in?
Me, it's just loving the life of being myself and loving the things I like to do.
Back to truth.
Truth.
As Queen Persia so enunciated. So this is you. Now, how did you grow up? I guess you didn't grow up. You weren't raised to be a porn star, I imagine. Although
no.
Nowadays, I'm not sure.
No, I just grew up stealing my dad's magazines underneath his bed and
there
always wanting to be that.
Ah. Your dad's magazine. You know, there's a guy in here that has a collection of magazines that go back to the 20s with girly magazines.
Well, I might have to borrow those.
Yeah, and the largest collection of Playboy magazines in the fucking world.
Right. I would enjoy those.
So you were probably looking at some of
that's
those.
That's right.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe even Max's magazines. Now, Max's magazines were pretty heavy duty. They were the internet before there was an internet. They were reader-written magazines, meaning people sent in all these just crazy, obscene pictures. I mean, it was wild, right?
Yeah,
it was
pretty wild, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love
3 years
magazine.
In prison, wild.
Wild enough for that. Yeah. So are you from L.A.? Are you from somewhere?
I'm actually from Santa Barbara area.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, where Dr. Laura lives.
Such a fine area.
Yes, very fine area. Very fine.
Very fine.
Well, you seem like a fine young lady.
Thank you.
So you have been discovered by this man in the middle here, by the stripper pole poker table?
Yes, I have.
This is DJ Foothill. And he doesn't seem to have a microphone, I guess.
No.
He can
I'll
share.
I'll have to borrow one.
Share, Katie.
Okay. Now, but I don't know if you get to speak until you've flashed for me, I think.
Yeah,
we
got
you need to flash.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he wiggles the tits, too. Very nice. Okay, here we go.
It's house guys like it done.
Yeah. Good catch.
Why, thank you.
Okay, so how did you discover this young lady?
Oddly enough, it was Facebook.
Mar?
Really? Yes. You're trawling for porn stars on Facebook?
Actually, you know, beyond... Oh, I'm like, whoa, woman's hand between my legs. Long time since that's happened. No, actually, I forget how we connected up on Facebook. But
I
we did.
I found you.
You found me, okay,
ah,
right.
You were trawling right. for a DJ, for an agent.
Yes.
You were.
Kind of, sort
you,
of.
You knew you wanted to be a porn star.
I asked him if I was hot enough to be one.
Yeah, you weren't sure about that.
I wasn't sure until
really?
He came into my life and told me I have potential.
And what is the hotness factor?
You know, it's actually beyond just a look. You know, any woman... can be in this business. And nowadays, any guy, pretty much, if you can get it hard, you can be in the business. But there's an attitude. And she has a great personality, great attitude. So that's the kind of woman I like to work with.
It's the I like sex attitude.
Well, that's the best. That's the, definitely the best
that's the attitude.
Part.
It's not I like, it's I love.
I love, excuse moi. Laissez les bons temps rouler. Bien sûr. Je t'aime. Right, you love. You love it. You have an attitude like you love it. Whether you love it or not is your own business. But if you have an attitude like you love it, you got it made.
Yeah, and I think people who don't love sex should not be in the business.
I think they're barely in it anymore. I mean, well, they might be. It's so big now. There's such a big business.
It's happened to me occasionally.
You've been with girls that don't like sex.
This is like giving a gun an exam. Go home, please. I don't have an MD. I don't need to do this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, can we say that sometimes they might not always be in the mood? I mean, do you have to be in the mood every day?
You have to pretend like you are good enough.
We have to pretend good, and that's the key. It's the attitude.
I am, like, in the mood 24/7, but not everyone is.
Mm. Yes, you are.
You know me. I am.
I do. I'm getting to know you, and you've always been in the mood when I've seen you. Yeah, you're getting in the mood. Laissez les bons temps rouler. I'm getting to have it roule off my tongue a little better now. It's a little bit of a tongue twister, huh? So now, guys have to be in the mood, right?
Yeah, I mean, actually, it's kind of a funny thing because
a little
women,
tougher to fake it. For
well, women get paid more in the industry, but guys do actually literally have to do all the work.
Unless you're me.
I'm sorry? Yeah.
Unless you're me. I'm like a strap-on artist. I do all the work.
Well.
But unfortunately, men have moving parts.
Yeah.
And those parts need to move. And if they don't move, there's no scene. There's no scene, there's no point.
So to speak.
Yes.
Right. So do you have any tricks of that trade?
You know, I have no idea.
How do you get the big, easy, hard enough to do a Mardi Gras beat? bead toss
Ooh,
on it.
You know, that's you know, you just never know. The soldier sometimes is ready for combat, sometimes he's not.
Yeah. Okay. Hopefully we can have a little of that kind of combat a little bit later here, or anytime, really, here at the Womb Room. It is Mardi Gras, Tiger Blood Mardi Gras weekend here at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. And we've got some very hot-looking people and lots of beads flying around the room tonight. And if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-866-289-7068. I got some more beads here. Beads, beads, beads. Who wants to flash? Flash. Oh, you're flashing for more beads. Okay. Now, before Lily Cade gets all the beads, don't I have some other beads?
I will get all the beads, so take off your shirts now, bitches.
Lily is an achiever. I mean, you went to Caltech?
Caltech and USC.
Caltech and USC.
Nice shot, Mar. Good.
Nice tits. Look at those. These are the tits that she developed at Caltech and USC.
And they're had them before that.
They're homegrown.
They
That's
were
so
developed, though. They were
I shoot for homegrown.
They were educated. They were educated there.
And they're homegrown. That's, like, so rare in the game.
Yes. My tits are real.
So
everything about me is real.
I mean,
real.
Last time we talked on the bed, you know, late at night with a bunch
well,
of
you were, like, fucking with
agua in our system after... You fucked me, and I fucked you, and you were telling me about, you know, being a student at Caltech and then deciding to be a porn star.
Well, I went to USC Film School because I wanted to make movies, and this is the kind of movie I ended up making.
There you go. There you go. You're
the kind of movie most people end up making.
Yeah.
I always wanted to direct. I knew that to direct in porn, it's very hard to do it if you haven't been in front of the camera. I was already a huge, huge whore. So, you know.
Touché. Laissez les bons temps rouler. All right.
Like I'd fucked like 100 women before I got in porn.
Yeah. No men. You're a man.
I've
you're
never
a virgin
fucked a guy.
To men. Virgin to men, which is why it was very appropriate for
never
Eros
done
Day.
It. Never going to.
That
I was Artemis.
Lily was
I'm like
Artemis.
Her. I only fuck women.
So, very good.
Yeah,
very
I'm
good.
Sort of like a straight guy with tits.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, I understand there's another celebrity woman fucker on the bed. I mean, on
Ooh,
the couch.
Really?
Okay.
No one's on the bed.
Yes. Okay, I have a note here. Unkilted, I need to be on your show to be around naked porn girls. Oh, this is by a Twitter. The wife would tell me different. Okay, yes, yes. This is somebody who wants to be around the, on the show. They must have seen some flashing because I don't see any naked porn. Oh, there's one. Yep. You do need to be on the show around naked porn girls, and you can give us a call at 213-670-0066 to find out how you might accomplish that. It is a possibility, a remote possibility, but a lot more possible than you getting into Charlie Sheen's little studio there. So you might as well give us a call and see if there's any possibility that you could be here some Saturday night. So, can I get a little flash for some beads? I mean, bakshish?
Not me.
No,
someone
not
else.
You. Oh, not
over here.
Oh, yeah.
There
like
we
I
go.
Share.
I knew
I'm
it.
All about sharing.
One set of beads. Whoa, there we go. She gets one set of beads for one tip. Okay. Very good. And she could come on a microphone here. Let's come on over here. Is this? Oh, for two. Okay.
Nice.
Yep, two sets of beads for two tits we get. Yeah. Isn't it funny how it's so exciting to accumulate beads? Oops.
It is. It is.
Why is that?
It's almost like a challenge, like who gets the most beads at the end of the night.
Really? Are we going to add them up and then give the person another prize? Mm. Make it competitive. Get your tiger's blood boiling. So, I know, are you... Let's see. Are you Shay Morgan?
Yes.
You are. Okay. So why don't you come and like try to get a microphone out of one of these girls?
Come share mine. You
yeah,
can come
come
over
on.
Here.
Yeah, she's very.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I bet you can, honey.
Can you move up your microphone right there?
Oh, you're right.
No.
No, you got to put it like right in between.
Her microphone. Yeah. Move her microphone.
Yeah.
Here. You can have the chair. I'm not sitting in it anymore.
Well, I want
to. That's about to get fun.
Oh yeah.
That's perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Okay.
I told you.
This is getting good. Okay. Yep. I think this is very good.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
That works
so
better.
Lily is much more comfortable. I can see this. She seems relaxed and focused on nipples. She's feeling up Shea Morgan's lovely rack, which is now covered with Mardi Gras beads. And I must say, it's a patriotic ensemble, kind of a red, silver, gold, and blue. Very nice. So, Shay, how you feeling?
Pretty good right now.
Talking to the microphone. You got to talk.
No,
you got.
No, she doesn't have a mic.
Pretty good right
there,
now.
There you go. Okay. There you go. Oh, that was very good. Yeah. So, this is your first time on the show.
Yes, I'm no longer a virgin to your show.
Well, not as of a second ago, but let's sort of savor the moment.
Lily just popped my cherry.
Yeah, right. You're getting it all right at once. Usually, I kind of like to talk to someone for a few minutes before
you know how I am.
They take their clothes off, but it's okay.
I just go right in.
Lily, you know, you're great. So, I mean, are you comfortable? You're having a good time?
Shay? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got your drink in your hand. You're feeling Mardi Gras. You ever been to New Orleans?
Do what?
Have you ever been to Mardi Gras?
No.
But you do like to celebrate.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I guess so. So you are now also a porn star. How would you define yourself?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, say what you are, or who you are.
Trying to get to that point.
Oh, you're a wannabe porn star.
I'm in the industry, but I wouldn't consider myself that far yet.
Yes. Talk. You want me to talk?
No.
Oh, she should talk in the microphone.
Shay needs to talk into
yes,
the microphone.
Yes. Shay, hold that microphone up.
I know.
Here.
I should be used to having things close to my mouth. But
yes.
You know.
Yes. Okay.
So she's new. It's
getting
okay. There. Remember, you're getting there.
Yeah. See, I told you, practice makes perfect. So.
So. Carry on. Okay.
See, she's teaching me.
For those of you listening or licking, I should say listening. Shay was making fellatio movements
with her microphone.
To her microphone as Lily, the 100% gold star lesbian, was pushing her head down.
Like, I wear a strap-on and get blowjobs.
Right,
it's okay.
So you could make a girl go down on a microphone. It's okay. All right, so you want to be a porn star. Well, what kind of work do you do now?
Well, I have done movies, but I consider that there's a difference between someone who's in the business to someone who's actually a porn star. It's like, think about it. Somebody who's an actress.
I think you're there.
I think so too. In fact, I'm thinking you deserve another set of beads for just having your tits hanging out.
Well, I don't like to take glory away from the, like, I say it like this. There's women out there that work their asses off to where they are, and I look up to them, and those are the stars to me. Mm-hmm. So
now, ass reveals can also get you a set of beads.
I should have just worn the skirt.
There we go.
These are the ones. Oh, she's already getting stripped. Look at this, the virgin to the show. You're lucky you didn't get this happen to you, but she's getting it happening to her. Wow, look at that hot body. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And panties. We have panties for Panty Boy. Yes,
oh, yeah,
look at that. Nice ass. Wow. And let's see these panties here. These are kind of a peach-colored.
Give us some more beads, would you please?
Yeah, I'm going to.
She needs some more beads.
Okay. Here we go. Here's beads. Yeah. Oh, and the beads now match your little thong here.
They do.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, you could sort of tuck them in here. Let me see the front. Oh, with the thongs coming down now. Look at that. Panty boy should be very excited. Yeah. We're going to do a panty roundup in a moment here. Are you wearing panties
Shop
tonight? Or no panties? I see you're
wearing
a nice bra.
I am wearing panties, but that's all I'm wearing, so
Where's my
really
bra that was on my microphone?
Give them up.
The bra that's on the microphone?
You got a bra on, too, so that's not all you're wearing.
Give that back.
Give that back.
Ah.
This bra is expensive. I don't want to lose it.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Let's see, who took the bra? Oh, they took the bra just to get a better angle.
The cameraman.
I just don't want to lose it.
Right. I don't think they were going into the back room to wear the bra.
Okay.
Although I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay.
Nice bra, though. I don't blame them.
Yeah, it's pretty
yes,
nice.
Shay. Well, you know, you seem like you've got a lot of potential. Now, do you do just girl-girl or boy-girl or what do you do?
Boy-girl, too.
Boy, everything. Okay. Well, here you are. And are you on Team Sheen or do you think he should be arrested? What do you think?
Can't leave the poor guy alone.
Leave the poor guy. He's a poor guy. I'd like to be as poor as that guy, really.
I'd be doing doing the same thing if I were him.
Leave the rich guy alone?
Leave the rich guy alone, right.
I'd be doing the same thing.
The same drugs?
No.
You don't do chocolate milk, right? Yeah.
Having fun, living my life, and fucking around.
Having fun, living your life, and fucking around. And I don't know. I would add not hurt, trying not to hurt anybody.
Yeah, well, now, obviously that's a, you know.
Yeah. Now some people say, I don't know.
I'm like getting really distracted, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah,
to
it's okay.
Conversate.
There's always lots of things going on here.
Okay, I'm looking at this side of the room now. You keep doing things. Who's got panties for panty boy? If somebody does a panty reveal, they get beads. Panty Boy's a big supporter of
he
the
is
show.
Actually, you know
I
what?
Myself.
I promised
okay.
him.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I
and
did.
You are a gracious queen.
And I'm a woman
Persia
of the word.
Pelé. Look at this outfit. This is gorgeous. Is this something somebody made for you?
Oh, I made it myself.
You made this yourself? Okay.
I didn't make it myself.
Oh, you just got it somewhere. It's just looks like you got it in Afghanistan or something. It's amazing. Look at these red lace panties.
That's beautiful. Wow.
Okay.
She's just...
Wow, look at this other angle here. Yeah, very nice. Very nice back end. Can we see a little back end here? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my queen. You have a nice ass. Yeah, very nice. Oh, Panty Boy loves that. I think we give you red. Because, you know, you're wearing a lot of red.
Absolutely.
Yeah, here we go. Look at those pretty
I guess
panties.
I should show off my panties.
Whoa. Who's showing off panties?
Okay,
Lily Kate is showing off her panties now. People are, you know, you could have sponsors on this show and get them to give you panties, and then you can advertise them. Oh, look at that. This matches the bra and everything. Wow. Nice. Okay, yeah, we see the bra. We see that you match and that you're color coordinated. Very nice, very nice.
Miss Chloe's hiding
sexy.
Her panties.
Miss Chloe is high. I noticed that. I noticed that. And the other girls are stealing the thunder. So and the beads.
Yeah.
Here you go. Whoops. And so.
My turn.
Beads for panties.
Panties. Well, just FYI.
Yes.
I went to Vegas this weekend.
Yes.
And I have a big a bruise on my ass.
Oh.
So I'm going to show it off.
Okay. You have a big bruise on your
what
ass.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Well, right? I don't know about that. We just heard about
not
it.
Not as
it's
much
obviously
as you
gotten
think
out of Vegas then. Already. Well, so
what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas except STDs Ooh. And criminal records.
Oh, look at that bruise. Yeah, and look at those panties. These are cotton panties.
A nice
these
booty.
Are the,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, nice
wow.
booty, huh? Yeah.
Sorry.
Very solid, you know.
Ooh.
Nice booty. Persia Pelé is sampling this booty. How do you feel about this booty, Persia?
I don't know if I have any words to describe it. But
it's a nice booty. Sin Sage is also feeling up the booty.
Gosh.
Yeah, yeah. She's enjoying that booty. Sin is a booty connoisseur, as a matter of fact. She really is. I have witnessed Sin's booty, and she's got some nice black panties. Yes, she does. Whoa.
Do I get beads?
Black panties. Yep. Oh, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, beads.
These
beads are so valuable, I'm telling you. They really are. Wow. And I understand that we have a porn star husband in the room as well.
Also, doctor,
yes.
somebody left
oh.
this
oh.
last
panties.
Week.
Panties. Oh, you know,
why,
you know, people have left lots of things here, including here. Persia Pelé left her bra.
Yeah, here's your bra, Persia.
I recognize that.
This is Persia Pelé's bra.
It's an excuse to come back.
Yes. I've been holding on to this.
Here, oh. Susan.
I won't say it.
Susie.
How many other people have.
Dr. Susie.
No.
Thank you.
And these.
Somebody.
Actually, this is mine.
Oh, is that yours?
Yes.
Sorry.
This is my skirt. You know, I leave my stuff all around here. But I do have, now, she left them here, and we're going to give them back to her, but aren't these cute? These are matching.
Those are hot.
This is hot. Can anyone guess whose this is?
Sin Sage?
No.
No
one
Sin's
in the room.
Not wearing a bra.
Miss Cartier, she squirted.
Oh, I love her.
Yes, and she was wonderful. She squirted after
Ooh,
she took
she
these off.
She squirts like crazy.
And her girlfriend, wife, exactly.
Yeah, Callie
read this beautiful erotic poem while she was getting herself geared up.
I shot their only sex
scene
together.
Performance, art, poetry, definitely.
I fucked Cartier and I've shot their sex scene together.
And
they did one together.
These are chastity bangs.
Cool.
So we've got quite a collection of panties here.
If you give me one of those panties from the thingy thing, I'll wear them and give them a panty boy,
yeah.
But I'm not going to give away my matching panties.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good offer. You know that? That is a good offer. I should get you a pair of panties here. Let's see. What do we got? Here's a pair.
Whatever. I'm not going to keep them, so I don't care.
Now, these are kind of a cute, lacy thing.
Yeah, sure. I'll switch.
Oh, now this is interesting, because you're a gold star lesbian, but it's okay to wear panties
and give them away,
and give them to a guy.
I'm not going to think about it.
Oh, well, we are.
I was going to say, lots of men also watch Lily Kate and enjoy her.
My shit. They send me fan mail.
They watch your shit, too?
Thanks for liking
me. Wow, I didn't know they went that far.
No, I haven't actually done that.
Ah, okay. You know, I'm going to talk to the porn star husband who is in the room, Rob Lodes, who's Shay's husband. But we have a call-in guest on the line.
So I'm going to turn on your microphones down for a little bit. If you want to ask a question, please do.
Yeah, just kind of raise your hand if you want to ask a question so we can hear the caller.
And who do we have on the line there?
We have Rachel Rabbit White. Rachel Rabbit White, who actually is the originator of a viral media phenomenon, talk about tiger blood in the veins of the internet, which is called Lady Porn Day. Lady Porn Day. So this is the goddess of Lady Porn Day, Rachel Rabbit White.
You're on, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Hello, hi.
Hey, happy tiger blood Mardi Gras.
Yes, happy Tiger Blood Mardi Gras
slash
Lady Porn Day.
Yes, and it's Lady Porn Day every day here at the Dr. Susan Block Show, actually.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, but you invented this this phenomenon, I guess, this hashtag, this viral thing called Lady Porn Day, which encourages ladies to talk about what kind of porn they like, just to sort of trade it back and forth and say, I like this porn, whether it's porn for women or whatever it's for, they like it, and maybe comment on it, and it really did catch on.
Yeah.
So what gave you the idea to do that?
Well, you know, I always identified since I was a teenager as a pro-sex feminist, and then I realized a few years ago that I wanted to be more comfortable with porn than I was. You know, I really wanted to be the girlfriend you could talk about porn with, trade porn with, whether with partners or with friends. But in reality, I wasn't. You know, sometimes I felt awkward about watching porn or dirty after watching it, you know, or sometimes even jealous when a partner would watch it. You know, I was that girl. And I realized that was not the girl I wanted to be. So I started exploring those feelings and sort of why we are told to feel dirty after watching porn and what maybe did make me feel bad. And as I started exploring that, I realized, wow, there's some porn out there that I really like, and that porn can be a really healthy sexual tool. And so that was just so huge for me. And now I use porn sort of as a sex toy, and I think it's fabulous. And so this was just a day to try to get other girls to look at their relationship to porn. And then part two, to share what they like, because I think it's tough out there trying to explore porn as a girl. So it's just saying, you know, help a sister out, share your porn.
Now, of course, we are all exploring porn as girls here at the Dr. Susan Block Show. In fact, we have a lot of porn girls here. But I guess, tell us a little bit about your background. And I'm imagining you're not from porn.
I'm sorry, not from what?
From the porn industry.
I'm not from the porn industry. I like to say that I'm a sex journalist. So I am a writer, freelance writer and journalist. And my beat has become sex, gender, and relationships. I minored in gender studies in school, so that's kind of where that came from. But it's always been a real passion of mine, and I found it a real fascinating topic. And as far as the Lady Porn Day stuff, you know, I was raised in a really small town, a really Christian, conservative environment, and, you know, a lot of the negative porn talk gets kind of just nailed into you.
So were you brought up Christian? like in a born again kind of?
My parents weren't super Christian, but definitely like I was made to go to Sunday school and like, you know, drink the little cups of Kool-Aid and everything.
And what sort of woke you up? Was there an epiphany? Was it a certain moment or was it just a gradual kind of unsettled feeling,
you know,
that turned into revolution?
A lot of it is moving to a major city, you know, I think helps.
Oh, those big cities are so corrupting.
I'm sorry, what?
The big city is so corrupting, and you're in the city of San Francisco, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm in Chicago, actually.
Oh, you're in Chicago. That's right. Okay.
Except that Mao Zedong said that the revolution always comes from the heartland, and it moves to the city.
Yeah. Right. And if you're from Kansas, Chicago's a big deal.
If you can't convert the farmers, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, so how do you feel about Rahm Emanuel? Is he a sex symbol for you or the opposite?
Who?
Rahm Emanuel, the new mayor?
You know, I haven't even seen a photo of him yet. I think I'm going to need some visual proof before I decide.
Oh, wow.
He's bald.
Yeah, he's not bald, is he?
He has, like,
what's
very,
wrong with
very
bald anyway? Some, you know, some of my favorite penis heads are bald.
He used to be like Obama's press guy.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you talking about, bald?
Right.
I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just describing.
How about Buck Angel bald, baby?
I'm just describing the dude. I'm not saying it's good or bad.
Mm.
So he looks pretty hot. I mean, just from photos alone.
Yeah, I think he looks doable. I think he's probably a porn star. You know, he'll be doing a Charlie Sheen in a few years. So tell us about what kind of porn ladies prefer.
Well, I think it's really interesting. I think a good place to start is, do you want to look at men or do you want to look at women?
Mm.
And it's all across the board for women. Some women want to look at other women. Maybe they're bi, maybe they're, you know, lesbian or pan or whatever, or maybe they're straight and they like imagining themselves as the woman in the porn, or, you know, just being a bit fluid in that way. Other women really want to ogle men. They want to see, you know, pecs and penis and thighs and all this stuff. So I think that that's a good way to break it down. And from there, I mean, I think that it's a little bit problematic to think, what is porn for women? Because it's going to be really varied, you know, just as porn for men, a.k.a. all porn, already is.
I want to get specific.
Some themes emerged, you know, definitely something a bit more artful women seem to like. Some women like storylines, and then other women said, you know, fuck storylines, you know, I just want some hardcore sex and cheesy costumes.
I'm glad that there's a lot of variety among us women. I'm glad we can't be pigeonholed. That's good to know. So, because I want to get somewhat specific here, because this is Comedia Erotica, what kind of porn do you like?
You know, I'm a girl who usually likes to look at other girls, and I am bisexual, so I'm pretty okay with that.
Yeah.
But I've got to say that when the other girls who really like to look at boys were sending their, like, hot boy porn, I was like, yeah, okay, you know, I can get off to this. But usually I'm going to go for something with some hot ladies and probably a bit more artsy, too.
Yeah. I mean, do you have any particular favorite male porn stars?
Ooh, favorite male porn stars. I really like Zach, what's his name, Sabbath.
Oh, he's my fellow Yaley. Yeah, he's another Yale guy.
He really does it for me.
We're gonna have him on the show soon.
Kind of like punk rock attitude. He just looks like someone that I would see in a bar and want to sleep with anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Rachel, check out my movie. It's called Art School Dykes. If you like looking at girls, that's my feature debut. I directed it and I'm in it.
And that is Lily Cade.
Art School Dykes.
Just in case.
Nice. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Please for me.
Lily really wants you to. She's
sounds good.
She's
all about it.
She's very passionate about her work.
My wife's art is in it and shit.
And she, you know, she didn't come from the kind of background that you would think would lead to porn. I mean, nowadays,
dude, I grew up in Malibu.
Right. Well, that leads to porn.
For sure.
Isn't that where Charlie Sheen grew up?
I grew up in Malibu. I went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people in porn have surprising backgrounds that people really don't expect.
Well, because there's so many people in porn nowadays. That is what it comes down to, right, DJ?
Absolutely. It's been a really diverse, long gone are the 80s porn, cokehead porn stars.
Yeah.
The girls and guys who are doing it now, they're very good business people. We just shot with Nikki Benz not too long ago, and you know, it was really interesting watching her set up a shoot for her own site. And so a lot of these people have like advanced degrees, masters, yeah, and bachelors, and this is a business.
It's a business. It's an art form, but it's one that you can get paid
well,
for.
Well, it's also because of all the revolutions that are going on around the world, I want to say, you know, it's all right that Facebook takes some credit for it, and it's all right that Twitter takes some credit for it, but the reason that people don't want their internet shut down in the Arab world and around the world is because they want to see stuff going on, okay? And we have been part of that revolution with the technology, starting with offset printing, starting before that. We have always been at the forefront of the revolution, and we have corrupted people around the world. And that is our cultural war, and that is the winning war, because, you know, in the end, we're all the same.
And that is the revolution that is inspiring revolutions all over the world.
That's correct.
Right now, revolutions in the Middle East, revolutions in Egypt and Libya, all these revolutions are being inspired, at least in part, by the internet, by porn, by looking into the world and saying, hey, you know what? There's a world out there that I want to experience. And
let's remember,
I want my dick to be the dictator, not that guy.
Before that technology, there was the printing press. And books were banned around the world, just like the internet, because if you read books, it could lead to revolution. It also could lead to masturbation.
Well, I mean, even here in the United States, the United States, since 1996, when the first porn site went online, I believe it was Danny's Hard Drive, there's been revolution here, and more so in the last 10 years that I've noticed. It's just a sexual revolution. It's women and coming into their own sexualities, and because of the internet and the privacy of your own home, you can, you know, discover things that you've never
done before.
Let the tiger blood flow.
Yeah, I mean, even men now are starting to discover that, hey, there's things I can do to my woman, or, you know, if I want to suck dick, it's okay. Whatever it is you want to do. There's a major revolution. Plus, internet porn especially has led a revolution of technology. You know, who needs...
As it always does.
Right.
Porn always leads the technology, like it did with VCRs and, and with the movies.
And the printing press.
Right?
The printing press was...
Oh, there you go.
I started to use a technology that was called offset printing.
Yeah, the Gutenberg Bible is a big bunch of porn. You know that. Right. Panty Boy has a request. Can it be possible if someone of your guests, Dr. Susie, make holy water in her panties, Hitachi or dildo or... You know, people are getting to take this squirting for granted here. I don't know. Are you a squirter, Rachel? You can say you are. It doesn't matter because you're on the phone. We wouldn't know.
I wish I were. I want someone to teach me.
Yeah? Well, you know, I'll send you my video, and maybe that'll teach you. I have a video on how to squirt, so you might learn.
Every woman can squirt, because that's kind of the issue. You know, some people say only some women can, and some people say that everyone can.
It depends on your definition of can. I think just about every woman has
Axel,
the mechanics.
Axel says, right? Yeah. Axel Braun says that.
Axel Braun says he can make any woman squirt. And I've seen him
I'd like to take him up on that
18
challenge.
18 out of 20.
And he's
to take Axel Braun up on that
He's
challenge.
Italian, so he brags a lot, like his dad.
Yeah, and he's now a big AVN award winner, so I don't know if he's running around going, I will make you squirt, like he would do all the time before. Please, let me make you squirt. Can you open your legs? I am here. And women would do it, too. No problem.
It's the accent. We fall for the accent.
It's the accent.
It's the Braun charm.
I have to ask about the squirting thing. Did you guys hear about the Northwestern fuck saw?
The Northwestern fuck off? What did you say? What was that? The Northwestern. Now everyone's wait. Quiet in this on the set.
To make a woman squirt.
No, I have to hear the beginning of this.
Tell it to repeat it.
Okay, I didn't hear you. Repeat what it is that you...
Oh, no, okay. So they basically at Northwestern in Chicago University last week.
Oh, yes, yes.
In a sexuality class, they did a live demo to, prove that the G-spot orgasm exists and that women can squirt.
That's on a Sibian. Oh, on a fucking Sibian.
Oh, right. And so somebody squirted in a classroom.
Yeah, no, it was exactly. The professor.
The professor squirted.
No.
Wow. No. It was this couple.
We're actually trying to get them on the air.
What's wrong with the professor squirting? Oh, that's right. We're trying to get them on the air.
It was like the...
Dude, they should fucking come down here.
Well, they will. Yeah.
That's good.
I know them. I can put in a good word.
Oh, that would be great.
We'd love to have them on the show.
I'd love
we
to
have
that
a classroom here, right. You know. I mean, I always feel like it's a classroom with half
live,
the classes
well, it was
naked.
Like it was like the piece that we did in New York City. The live sex piece.
Except that was not in a classroom.
It was in an art gallery.
Yeah, live sex.
Thousands of people turned up.
Yeah.
For this, and it was who was
Heilman C.
Heilman C. But the who the porn stars? She died. What was her name?
Oh, Sexy Cora.
No,
now what is this? A quiz show?
Yeah. No.
Come on, honey. Please.
No, that was great.
A porn star who died. There's a lot.
She died in a car accident. A big one. And she actually put this dildo inside of her vagina. And this Rachel, you might not be able to see this, but this is a gigantic dildo.
It is huge and black.
Only for...
It's like horse cock
like,
size.
It is only for...
And I used to work on a horse farm, so I know.
Laughs and giggles. But she really put it in herself.
And the piece was... We had them in the art gallery, and the people that came through the gallery to watch the exhibit would become the directors. And we really just filmed the people directing and the people watching, and it was pretty amazing. And 3,000 people lined up around the gallery.
We did. Okay, so we're all crazy. Well, how do you feel about Charlie Sheen now, Rachel?
You know, I watched some of the 2020 video stuff, and I get a kick out of him. I don't know, you know?
Yeah, he's got that je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, a little bit.
That Adonis DNA. Well,
how do you feel about him, I think, is the question.
Oh, well, I mean, I was waiting for someone to ask. I mean, you know, I also think Apocalypse Now is a classic. I don't watch it every day, but I agree with his
taste. But that's his dad.
Yeah. Well, that's what his dad is in, but he watches it every day. He has it playing on a computer constantly, Apocalypse Now, and he watches some of it at least every day, he says. So this is a ritual of his.
Well, I think he's just a great theater piece, and I think he's fucking
and like
with everyone.
And like a beat poet, he reminds me, you know, when I went to Naropa Institute when I was a youngster in Colorado, we had this whole sort of course in disembodied poetics that Allen Ginsberg taught in, and who's the guy who wrote Naked Lunch? William Burroughs.
That's kick-ass.
And people like that. And they would come, and they were crazy, and they would fuck all the students, and they would just inspire us. And they would do drugs with all of us. Oh, of course.
Awesome.
You know, I mean, that's how I learned in those days. I don't think it was illegal or anything.
No,
you
now it's
awesome.
A crime.
Awesome. In those days.
Now it's a crime.
You just did that. That was part of learning. You know, not with every teacher, but...
So
you know,
I'm 2 degrees from Burroughs.
Yeah. So I guess he reminds me of that, and also that guy in Network. Like, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, but cuter than him. So there you go. Well, Rachel, when is the next Lady Porn Day?
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's going to be an annual thing or not. I mean, definitely, I think it's really exciting, and maybe I'll just kind of, like, pass it on, and I think maybe Lady Porn Day should be its own blog and run by everyone, because so many bloggers across the world came together that I think that it should keep going. I'm just not sure how it's going to yet.
Well, I hope you're going to come visit us soon. Are you going to make the trek to LA, the pilgrimage?
I would love to. I'm definitely planning a West Coast trip probably sometime in the summer, so I think I should make that happen.
All right. Well, we will see you.
We'll be here.
We will be here in our classroom.
You can stay with me.
And you can stay with Lily. Wow. That means you won't sleep, though, at all.
Well, you can stay here also at the Bonobo Way.
They have beds here.
The Bonobo Way Hotel.
Yeah, you won't sleep here either.
Yeah.
I slept here once.
That's right, a little while.
I slept here
once.
You did
sleep for a few hours.
What I remember is being cold, getting under the covers, and waking up and being like, oh, wow, no one's here anymore.
Well, you slept through quite a bit. That was,
I
that
did.
Was, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like 4 in the morning when I went to sleep.
And then you had fun when you woke up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. anyway, so Rachel, we can't wait to see you when you come out here, and we are continually following
you. By the way, she's very
lady
cute.
Porn. Yeah.
Very I'm cute. Way cute.
Yeah. No, she's
now,
cute,
listen,
too.
Girls,
I mean, also,
come on. Let's,
Dr.
let's
Susan
share,
is also
please.
Way cute.
Okay. But we were talking about our guest who's going to be leaving us on the phone soon, so... Rachel, you are way cute.
Yay!
Yes, she is. She looks like sort of a god. She's wearing a goddess.
I know,
sort
right?
Of
yeah. She's
fabric
hot.
On the
she's
front hot. Page of DrSusanBlock.com yeah. right now. Yeah.
Oui.
All right. So we'll be seeing you. Happy Lady Porn Day. Happy Tiger Blood Mardi Gras.
And where can we find your blog?
Thank you so much.
Where can we find your blog?
What's you my blog at Rabbit Write. WRITE because I'm a writer.
And why are you a rabbit?
Rabbit
what's
white.
The rabbit? Is it because you do it like rabbits?
Rabbit?
You're like.
Oh yeah, of course.
I'm so going to your blog tomorrow.
You should.
Lily is
that's
really taken
right
with you. I can
I
tell.
People about what really happened. So if you guys are interested in inviting Jim and Faith on.
Yes,
yeah.
definitely. Yes, yes, we got to
yes,
do that.
Yes, I got to have
soon.
Them on. Yeah.
We mm-hmm. want them on. We do, definitely.
The professor. The professor.
That's who we're
yeah.
talking
oh,
about.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
The couple. The couple
Kim
that
and
did.
Faith, the people the that did the fucking
the
G-spot
it wasn't
orgasm
the professor
shit
that
at Northwestern.
Did that.
No, no, but I want to talk to the professor, too.
Well, we'll talk to the professor,
because he's in
too.
Trouble.
Max likes people in trouble.
Yeah.
Charlie, we got your back and okay. your front.
Yeehaw.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Laissez-les bon temps rouler.
Bye, Rabbit. You're awesome. Mm.
Rachel Rabbit.
Yeah. Wow.
Rachel Rabbit White, actually.
Right.
And, right?
Right. Right.
White?
Like our...
No, white. Reading, like white.
I think it's white.
W-H.
Yeah. And that's Lady Porn Day. And it's Lady Porn Day every Saturday night here at the Dr. Susan Block Show. The women rule. But the men have a good time, you know, and the men don't seem to mind. It's kind of like bonobo land where the females kind of are all horny and out there and crazy and wild and kind of run everything. And the men just go, okay.
Yeah.
and guys... you know, often say, why do the bonobos put up with the females? Why do the bonobo males put up with the females having all that power? Because they get laid regularly.
Right, because, like, matriarchy equals lots of sex and patriarchy equals war.
Mm. All right, there you go.
There you go. The difference between the bonobos and the common chimps, right there. And we are somewhere in the middle, we humans. We are. So I was going to talk to Rob Lodes. Hello. Would you like to, well, you have to speak into a microphone.
Yes.
Otherwise, you don't exist. So, and where did your lady go? Did she go somewhere? Okay, there she is. Oh, I see. Okay.
She's over there.
So, you can go over there? Okay. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
Can somebody
how
help
you doing?
With that microphone?
I'm great.
Yeah? Good. I'm sorry to make you struggle with. We make men struggle around here. That's what we do. It's okay. Like the old-fashioned medieval ladies that make the knights... do all sorts of tasks in order to win our favor. So your task is to get on
there
the
you
microphone.
Go.
Mm. The task is to figure out how it works.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. All welcome right. to the Dr. Susan Block Show. Happy Tiger Blood Mardi Gras.
Thank you for having me.
And so you are a porn star or a
woman? I'm not a star. I do website content.
You do website content?
Yeah.
Why did I get a note that
no
you
video.
Were a porn star? Maybe you won't. Could you be a porn star?
I could be.
Oh,
he wants
right.
to be.
Oh. Yeah. Have you been in a porn?
Yeah.
Oh, well
yes,
then, you know.
Not a star, though.
Not a star. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what is required for star level.
Yeah.
But show me something. I'll throw you some beads.
What you want to see?
I don't know. Maybe your wife or Persia, who's next to you, can help decide what you should reveal. What should he reveal? I need a reveal. I can't just have the women do reveals.
Ask him about tattoos.
Tattoos. Oh, we have total tattoos. I see a lot of tattoos without him even taking anything off. But take something off. How about your shirt?
My shirt? Okay, I get that.
Yeah, there we go. Shirt off. Let's go. Okay.
Yeah, I'll show you my tattoos.
You're going to show me the tattoos. Whoa.
See?
Look at this. Tattoos. Wow. That's quite a back. Tattoo. And the back. Wow. Interesting. Quite a formation. All right, you get some beads. All right, so now you've been in porns with your wife, I guess, or by
correct.
With other women?
I do content for the site I'm going to be launching here soon.
Oh, what's the site?
It's going to be called robloadsadventures.com.
Is this one of your adventures?
No. This is one of my adventures, but it's going to be amateur.
Amateur,
yeah.
Okay. All right, well, whatever. That means you're not paying them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. All right, well, good luck with that. And so are you on the team Sheen or
definitely
yeah okay
all about
who
it
inspired you
definitely
yeah okay definitely drink your chocolate milk
exactly
yeah and here we have Mona Sunoy
hello.
Hi. Welcome to Tiger Blood and Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
So it's your second time on the show actually speaking and I understand you have something for me.
I do. I have a copy of my first movie.
Your first movie. Wow.
Yeah.
Look at this. This looks like some kind of little teen romance or something. What is this?
No, it's not Lost exactly my movie. It's my first script. It's directed by Eddie Powell.
Oh, Eddie Powell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a porn.
It is. It looks like a comedy romance, which
it does.
It's for guys to kind of like get their girlfriends into watching porn. So
or
it's
wives.
Or wives or whatever. Yeah.
Ah, this is a trick porn.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It doesn't look like a porn at all.
It has my cute little puppy Boz in it.
Your puppy is in it.
The dog is the main selling point, I think.
Ah,
he's
yes.
Really cute.
Yeah. Oh, there's the dog.
He's my doggy.
And this is actually your dog.
Yes.
He's
well,
a show dog.
Mine and Eddie Powell's.
Did
yes.
he get paid?
Slave labor.
Amateur.
You know what?
Amateur
got,
porn dog. This is a porn
paid
dog.
And treats and us taking
well,
care
well,
of
you know,
every
for
day.
A dog, treats are much better than a check.
I think so.
You know?
He's not in any
dog.
Actually, he needs a check. He needs to have eye surgery.
I've heard of horn dogs, but this is a porn dog. That was bad. Okay, moving right along. So what is the story about?
The story is about this guy who's kind of interested in this girl that lives, is like his neighbor, and her dog gets lost, and he finds it in his backyard, and kind of his friend convinces him to kind of pretend like he can't find it and help her find it in order to get to know her. And it's kind of a, I don't know, it's a fun little story. I don't know. And there's sex
sure
every now and then.
It is. And the sex is there every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Right, sneak attack.
Yeah.
That's for the boys that have girls that don't want to watch porn, and you say, let's watch this cute little dog movie.
Yeah.
Right, and there it is. Sex.
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of you. All right. So I think it's time for Agua, right? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think
after that big
licking
speech.
And titties.
Yeah,
yes.
Here we go. Okay, I think you're going to start, because this is Mardi Gras and everything.
I will start.
Very nice.
Okay. So, and actually, he didn't get any beads. Wait a second.
Oh, no.
We need him to flash to get beads.
I think booty, but
the camera's
okay,
way
go
blocking
for
me.
Titty.
The camera's what?
Titty, yeah, good, okay. Now, you have to keep it up as I throw. There, that's good. Very sporty. Okay, here we go now.
There we go.
There's this.
Can I have one?
Yeah. Okay,
yay.
we're pouring shots. In fact, could I have my lovely assistant Vita help me with the salt? And this is a ritual we do here at Dr. Susie's.
This is my favorite
give
part.
Give them the salt.
Persia, look at Persia.
Yeah.
Actually, this is my second favorite part.
Persia's
my favorite part
next
is the
to
fucking.
The newcomer. Right. Wait, give them the salt. I think they've got this right over there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where's that new girl? I'll take it off her.
Well, the new girl. Okay, we got, we've got several new girls going on here right now.
Hot
we
stuff.
Have this.
This is my
so
fucking
we
shot.
Have, we have Chloe is a new girl,
this is
right?
My fucking
and
shot.
Then of course Shay is new to the speakeasy. Katie, of course, is a veteran, but I think she should remove her purple bra. Very nicely matched. Very nice. Mm-hmm. And Lily is now diving down onto those nipples that are well salted and drinking her shot. And she's striding across the room. Oh, Persia. She's going for the queen. Oh, yes.
I was waiting.
Queen Esther. yeah. She's really licking up that nipple now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is your first meeting with Lily, or
yeah,
do you know?
Well,
oh,
actually,
okay.
Second.
Oh, second. Okay. All right. Now, are you actually licking salt, or are you just licking nipples?
Just nipple.
Right. Right. I gotcha. Okay. So let's pour a little more of this and hand it around here. Okay, nice. Keep the bra off. Did you say you're wearing panties this time? Oh, look at this. Is it signed?
Really? Well, it says, "Let me sparkle."
Let me sparkle. Oh, that's very nice. Very nice. Is that what, and then when it gets all sweaty and shiny, that's like, very nice. By the way, for those of you who want to know, if you, just in case you're interested, I am wearing Heidi Fleiss panties in honor of Charlie Sheen. I'm wearing Heidi Fleiss panties, and they are signed personally by Ms. Fleiss right here. I don't know if you want to get them. Here we go. Right here, she signed them for me in her store. So, Charlie, we're all on Team Sheen here with the Heidi Fleiss panties. Okay, so DJ Foothill's getting his. Now, who are you going to lick your salt off of? You have not participated in the salt licking ritual. You have been here before. I see your girl is certainly getting quite devoured, very much devoured by, who's that? Oh, that's Lily and, okay, I see the two redheads, yeah. Lily and Katie.
My
are
hair color changed.
Devouring little Chloe here. Laissez les bon temps rouler. They're eating her up like a beignet donut. Yeah.
This is not a bad thing.
Or some Cajun fried girl. Yeah. Mm. Nice. Okay, she's nodding and she's giggling. Okay, okay. All right.
Thank you so much. Can I get some from the Queen?
Oh, from the Queen. Yes, this is Queen Esther, a.k.a. Oh, Persia, yeah. Palais.
Persia, baby.
Persia. You just say that name and immediately you smell incense and see scarves fluttering in the breeze and all kinds of goodies going on. Yes, beauty. And look at those boobs. Oh, my goddess. Mm, that's goddess DNA right there. Goddess DNA. I don't know if that's a Charlie Sheenism. Yep, okay. So now she's just rubbing the salt all over the tits. Yeah, there's just a feast of salt licking and sucking. Mm, yes. Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I'm so
all right, well, very nice, very nice. All right, so anybody want to squirt now? all right. I don't know if we have squirters here tonight. But Miss Shay is being so shy. Back there. Would you, did you get your shot, Ms. Shea? Are you?
I was tweeting.
You're tweeting. What are you tweeting about? What are you tweeting in the middle of the show?
Who else is there to tweet about?
Wow. Okay, but now you're being called on. You have to say, hold a second.
Yeah,
I'm being called on.
Here.
Yeah, bring those hot tits over here. Somebody's
yeah,
gonna have to lick some salt off
here.
Them. Even your husband or Lily or somebody. Yeah. You can't talk over there. You've got to come
yeah,
on. You
come
have to
on
come
over
on to a microphone.
Come on over here.
You have to come to a microphone.
I have to grab one of these. Mm.
Hold on.
Yeah, okay. So
hold on.
So now you're in a microphone. You're in a microphone. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And did you get your
the drinky things?
Drinky
yeah,
thing.
I'm good.
Yeah, agua. This is our favorite drink here at the Speakeasy. Where? Agua, cocoa leaf liqueur.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, so now you got it. But how about the salt? The
salt.
You got it. You got it. See, you got to put the salt on her
on
tits. Seem to be the best.
Okay, I'm gonna use her.
Part there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Red
okay. There you go. You put the salt on the titties.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You lick the
we
salt
met,
up
we met at X-Biz.
Off the nipples, and then you get your shot. And this is what we have. For tiger's blood, right here. See, our tiger blood is green. Okay, so now we have some more activity going on here. We have Lily Cade is paying her respects to the Queen of Shushan,
Queen Esther.
Yes.
Queen of 180 provinces from Ethiopia to India is having her pussy licked by a gold star lesbian.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Lily
Cade.
Lily Cade.
I guess there must have been salt on the pussy and that's why she's licking it. Right.
Just checking over there.
Lily Cade has to get some action in. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I gotta tweet this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the tweeting can continue. Now you've taken your shot. Except I think you have to offer your boobs for someone.
I just want to make sure everybody knows what's going on here.
Oh yeah.
Here.
Okay.
Keep
tweeting. Tell us what you're saying. Yeah. Whoa. Okay. Oh yes. Persia Pelé is now getting fingered intimately by Lily Cade. And the panties are still on. They're just pulled to the side, panty boy. So the feminine juices are definitely infused into the panties.
Oh, but they are.
Yeah. And now she is tasting herself off of Lily's fingers. Yeah. So things are getting pretty hot and crazy in here.
Ooh.
Yeah, very hot, very crazy. Now we have extra beads if anyone wants to get up on the stripper pole.
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Stripper pole time.
Can I watch?
Yeah. Well, I mean, watching goes without saying, so.
Okay, just be careful going up there. It's not a big tall stripper
pole. After you've
had
a couple shots, though, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. Well,
tiger blood. Okay. And now you're wearing those cute panties that match mine. They're exactly my color. They're kind
careful.
Of this Heidi Fleiss purple.
All
violet.
Right.
Look at that. Katiekins is learning. Whoa. Yeah, much better. Yeah.
Whoa.
Katiekins is getting her stripper pole system down here. Yeah. And she's got her clown socks. And her Mardi Gras beads. Whoa! Okay. Remember, this is a small stripper pole.
That's hot.
Platform. That's hot. Yeah. Would you like to get up there too? Or you're busy tweeting. Busy tweeting. Okay. Katiekins is. Where have you been practicing, Katie? Oh, you can't talk. You're on the stripper pole right now. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and there's more craziness going on in the corner here. Sin Sage is getting the titties of Chloe Rivera as Katiekins spins around the stripper pole table. And this is how we celebrate Tiger Blood Mardi Gras at Dr. Susie Speakeasy in the womb room. Yeah. Oh, and I forgot. I mean, I actually couldn't see that, but Lily Cade is right between her legs. I should have known. She was kind of hiding. And she popped up like a leprechaun. I think that's predicting that St. Patty's Day is going to be next week. Lily just popped up with that red hair just right between her legs. They're testing her. This is your induction into porn star life, I guess. Living the life, baby.
That looks so hot.
Girls are so much more forward than guys. Look at all the hot guys with big dicks just sitting around watching while these girls just attack this girl, right? I mean, we know these guys have big dicks. They're porn stars. And, I mean, and they're, you know, but the girls are out there. The girls are hot. The girls are horny. These are bonobo females. Right here.
So hot.
Yeah. Maybe you should take her up on the bed. Take her up on the bed.
Yeah,
carry her up here. Let's have a better view.
Yeah.
Take her up on the bed. Take her up on the bed.
Beads.
Yes, the show is
I
is
need some
quickly
beads.
Yeah, you need some beads. Yeah, you're pretty naked, so you definitely need
some
beads.
Blue. Yeah.
Blue. Yes, onto the bed. Here we go. And this is actually a love mat, just in case you want to squirt. It's a great thing. And they're pulling down those panties. They are cotton panties. And look at that bruise from Vegas. Now we have Lily Cade is spelunking.
in the cave of Chloe Rivers. Chloe Rivers. Oh, yeah. Cry me a Chloe River. Mm-hmm. I guess that would be squirting.
Try it.
Yes. Maybe I should throw some beads on you just to make it more Mardi Gras-like. There's another set of beads. I think you should take your pants down, Lily. You look like a farmer with those jeans. Take them down. Oh, yeah, you're busy, right. Here we go. I'll help you out here. I'm helping. I am a helper.
Did you really watch your screen?
A sex facilitator. Here we go.
She dropped it.
Why don't you get it on eBay?
That's good. There we go. And this is nice, but I think it should come, maybe this should come off entirely. Look at this ass. This is a Sin Sage ass, huh? That's all you have to say about that. This is a Sin Sage ass. Look at that ass, just go, go, go. Wow, pretty panties, panty boy. Black panties and just one of the nicest asses in the universe, I think. This dress doesn't come off, but that's okay. Beautiful ass. Shit kicker boots. This girl's been out there. I know she was standing by the side of the road last night. And she's going at it. And they are both going at it. This is maybe not Team Sheen, but this is the girl team. This is Lily Cade and Sin Sage just really going after. You know what? You don't have to squeeze that nipple. I will. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You should just relax. Yeah, baby. Whoa. Lots of pussy juice. Lots of pussy juice. Sin Sage, Lily Cade, and newcomer Chloe Rivers. Let's hear it. Yes. Mardi Gras fun. Oh, and I have a note.
Nice hot lesbian action.
Sweetie Shay, panty boy, says, can I have your panties? Did we see your panties?
Yeah, we did. They were the cute peach pink.
Peach. Oh, right. One. I think he wants a striptease.
Is he here?
Well, no. Well, he's watching. He's watching.
He watches live. He loves our panties.
He's watching on webcam.
We talked to him on Twitter.
Right, right. See, he's not in the room.
He's
watching
tweeted.
From afar. Right.
Tweeted.
Oh, you tweeted and he followed that. Yeah. What's going
Twitter.
On with all these girls?
Twatter.
All this yap, yap, yap. Should we put a microphone up to them or? Here's a microphone.
Do you know how hard it is to pay attention to this when there's.
I know,
all these
right?
chicks playing.
You know,
with each
this
other.
Is what we call the three ring circus of sex.
This is when I
so,
spend
you know,
most
because
annoy
people
there.
Have
poor panty guy's gonna have to wait because I'm sitting here watching the action.
There's actually not really action going on right now. They're talking. What are you guys talking about?
Does it matter?
It's a huddle.
wait, this is not on. This
really
microphone is
matter.
Not on.
I'm like watching.
The mic is not on.
Lost my bed microphone.
Turn the mic on. Somebody turn the mic on.
I've got it on. It's on. It's on. But
I
not
need
hearing
another
it.
But maybe it's not turned
shot.
On, the mic. It needs to be turned on.
It's turned on. It's. Oh, can somebody look at that?
Okay.
And I'm the only one who sucked out of it.
Yes.
I'm the only one who sucked out of it.
Microphone needs to be turned on. We are starting to get to that moment of bedlam.
It's on now.
That
it's
is
on.
Hey, so the end of
it's
the
on.
Show.
We got it. It's on now.
Yes.
Susan,
yes,
the mic
on.
Is on now.
All right, so we need a report
Anyways,
now.
We're talking about other stuff. What were you
okay.
talking about? Oh, how cute this one is. And I want to bang her like multiple times.
Eventually.
Oh, over here. Right? This is Sage talking about how she wants to bang Chloe Rivers.
Chloe Rivers.
I want to bang Sage.
Who said that?
More pussy
that
eating.
That would be Katie Kins.
Get over here.
More pussy eating.
We got close on Arrow.
You got close
Day.
On Arrow Stay. Do you
yeah.
remember that?
We were close on Arrow.
You panty guy, keep up with me on Twitter because I'm like, we keeps going to pussy
Do you remember Katie Kins? And Mona actually was
yeah.
sort of. next to you. We got close.
You want these panties? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're wearing those panties.
Get close to your microphone.
Panty boy, Lily Cade is wearing panties that we have given her specifically for you. And now she's taking them off because she's already soaked them in her juices. And and Little Miss Virgin here is really whacking Sin Sage. And now Lily is naked. Somebody said I was like a sportscaster. I think it was Lily. Actually, and I have her
A sex caster.
Thank you very much. Because sex is an act of intimacy, not a sport, right? It's both.
Can you all talk into your microphones? Oh, make sure you get close to your microphones. Thank you.
Here's a microphone.
We're trying here.
Is there any pussy talk going on here?
There's just a lot of pussy eating, so I don't think anybody's talking anyway.
All right. They're all quiet. Everybody's quiet.
Quiet. Quiet. So, Shay.
Yes.
What did you tweet?
Call in and talk to us.
But
you know what? I was thinking, you know, speaking of panty guy and lesbian pussy eating fun.
Ooh.
So, I have this great idea. Oh, and panties, by the way.
Panties are flying everywhere here. I must say.
I have this great idea. Since, you know, panty boy wants panties and girls are eating box in panties.
Yes.
If the guys...
Yeah, go get them.
If the guys really want our panties, why don't we do this? I'm sitting in mine, she's sitting in hers, and they're eating box in theirs. Mm-hmm. How about we do this?
Dandy.
One of the guys bid for them, and we'll donate part of it to an organization of some sort.
Because there's really not enough time, because we're almost done with the show, so we're not going to get bids. This has to be organized, that kind of a thing.
Well, how about we do that for the next time?
Well, you know, because we could. We could. Sure, let's do that.
The next time.
Next time, Shay. But this time...
Oh, but you see what I didn't talk about?
Let me see you up there.
But you know what we didn't talk about?
No. Oh, I know. You want to do Masturbation Day. But you know what?
A National Masturbation Day.
You know about National Masturbation Month? Well, see, they already have one. It's called May. May is National Masturbation Month. So you should be here in May. Absolutely.
All month long?
May is
with you.
Masturbating. All month long. Of
just masturbating all month long?
Anytime is good for masturbation.
I don't think I'd be masturbating because yeah.
Oh. Sin Sage and Lily Cade are doing some hand jobs.
Is there a strap-on in there?
No, there's just fingers. They're really just fingering, but very, very vigorously. There's a lot of vigorous fingering going on here, for sure.
Well, yeah. I'm just really short, so I can't see past the microphone. But I was hoping that there was a strap-on in there.
Not at the moment. There doesn't appear to be. I mean, you know, if you want something, you have to do it.
You have to supply. That's
the thing. You can't just sit there with your drink and say, do this, do that. You know, that's
the kind of show. No, it's just really hot. I was just getting excited
Dr.
Susie,
we have a Jack the Zipper.
Jack the Zipper!
Just came in.
Well, I'm sure we can't see him, but I'm wondering if he can get out a microphone.
Jackie, come to
Because Jack
my
doesn't
microphone.
Doesn't have a face.
Yeah, no, right.
But he does have a voice. Let's see, here's a microphone.
He has a zipper.
Yeah, they're pretty hot.
Actually, can he sit?
He can bring him over here.
Bring him right over here.
He won't be seen.
Where's Jack?
Me too.
He's somewhere out there.
Okay. Well, somebody has to get him. Don't just talk about him if he's not here. And there's Christina. Hi, Christina. Yes, happy Tiger Blood Mardi Gras. Yeah, oh, beads. Well, you have to flash for the beads, honey. You have to flash for the beads. That's it. Yeah, flash a titty. Whoa. Oh, and she wore pasties for the event.
That's a cheat.
Oh, flash a little longer so we can get a picture.
It's not a pasty. It's actually, I think it's a cell phone decoration.
It's a cell phone decoration. That's, okay. Hold it down, girl. Hold it down. I need a picture of that cell phone decoration. Yeah, there you go. Okay, and catch.
I'll just keep it out.
Happy Tiger Blood Mardi Gras. Okay, now they're having this in-depth conversation over here. You can't do that during the show. It's distracting.
You're pushing me. I had my hands up. Did you see that?
No talking unless you're on a microphone during the show. Come on.
I'll
I don't see Jackie. I looked for
Wow,
him.
That's a great Boom. Ass. Woo!
Yeah, absolutely. This wow, is this ass I've known before. Mm. This was the first part of Sin I got to know. Then I got to know her as a person. Yeah, you know, the show is ending, so we've only got like 5 more minutes. So I would say that all the principals should come up here. The people that have been on the show who want to
right.
sort of say goodbye. This is the only way to keep Sin from either fucking or talking, is to spank her hard.
Wait, what's wrong with fucking?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm about to send Mona up there to fuck her.
Yeah, nothing is wrong with that, actually, but I'm really enjoying this. Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Okay,
actually, let's get my tiger here. Tiger here. No, push this down. Tiger.
Look at her red ass.
Get the tiger, too, please. Okay, so everybody come on up here. Come on. Help me out here. Please, who are my helpers? Help me get these people up here. Help. Nobody's helping. Everyone, you know, I don't understand this.
I'm about to
Lily.
Come up there.
Yeah, I know.
Lily.
People are
and
taking
bringing,
their time.
I'm bringing Mona
We're
with
on
me,
it.
Too.
Yeah,
yeah.
On
get
it.
Them up here. Get them up here. Let's get the crowd up here, babies.
We're
going to
get up there. Getting
everyone up there.
Mm-hmm.
Get them all up there.
Get them up here.
Get it up. Get it up. Giddy up. Get it up. You're watching and listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. Worldwide Revolution and Worldwide Evolution.
And Worldwide Ass Spanking. Right. That's what I'm talking
Take
about.
Take them down.
You know, I remember the first time I went to Mardi Gras. It was years ago. And it was more than just beads. I mean, in the middle of the street, I saw a crowd, just a really tight crowd around a couple, and they were yelling, fist fuck, fist fuck. I'm serious. I didn't get to see what was going on.
4 minutes.
But I knew Mardi Gras was special. This is some ass.
This is the...
Isn't that a nice ass? That's a, you got a nice ass, too, though. All right. So, can we get a word from Jack the Zipper, or are we
Jack
gonna,
is, we don't know where Jack is.
Did anybody get Jack the Zipper? We've only got a minute.
Let's bring him over here. I'll bring him here, my microphone.
Yes. We only have a couple minutes left.
Just
so
don't take any pictures.
Who's going out to get him, though? No one. I see no one moving.
He's over there. I just saw him.
Okay.
He's
Hi.
Over there.
Where's my mic? Where's the other mic? You have a microphone there? And do I have a microphone here?
It's right here, Susan.
Okay, give me a microphone.
It's right here.
I need my assistant.
Vita,
give me a microphone.
Right here.
Okay. Yes.
That's right.
And so, where are we going? Where's the microphone? I don't know where right here is. Give me the... Okay. And so we have no Jack, is that it? Or we do have a Jack? What? Does anybody know where Jack is?
He's walking around here.
He's walking around. Oh, you don't see him. So
no,
that was a
mirage. I just saw him.
A mirage. Okay, so let's say our goodbyes, and maybe he'll show up. Let's see. Somebody should go get him. And in the meantime, let's get everybody's information. Shh. Hey, quiet.
Let's find out where
This is the last is. Few minutes of the show. We have to let everybody get their information. This is a show. This is not romper room. Although it does seem like adult romper room, huh?
Okay,
so you get to go first, Lily, because you're such a romp. Okay, where do we find you?
LilyKate.com.
Okay, and where do we find you, Sin Sage?
SpankSin.
Spank Sin. Who could have figured that out?
Huh?
Sin with two N's. We got to remember that.
Yeah, he's around here somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is your holiday. Yeah, saints and sinners. All right. And here we have Chloe Rivers, brand new. Do you have a website yet?
Not yet.
You have a Twitter.
Susan, bring the microphone real close.
That's my Twitter.
Susan, that microphone has to be real close. That's a...
All right.
Yeah,
Chloe
thank you.
Chloe Rivers on Twitter.
Chloe Rivers on Twitter. Okay, one word, Chloe Rivers. Okay, and DJ?
It's FastlaneMag.com.
Okay, FastlaneMag. And...
I'm Shay Morgan. You can find me at shaymorgan.net and Shay Morgan on Twitter.
Okay, and the husband?
Rob Loads on Twitter.
Rob Loads!
Wait, Rob Loads, triple X.
Triple X, I'm sorry.
Yes. You have to have a U-Haul for that load. Okay, oh, and look who got here, Dane Cross. Unbelievable. Oh, wow. Just in time for the after party. Okay, and I think I saw Jack the Zipper, although I didn't see his face because he doesn't have a face.
No, he's hiding.
Can he be on the microphone and just say hello?
Yeah, but he...
A microphone.
There's too many cameras.
No, he just on the microphone. Oh, he walked to the bar.
He left, yeah.
Thanks, Jack. He's such a ghost. Okay, Persia Pelé, looking forward to you. Dane Cross is pulling me down. Oh, yeah, pulling me down. Okay, Persia Pelé, we're going to get ready for Purim on March 19th. And everybody here can come back and be in the harem. We're going to turn this place into a harem. You could, you know, get some harem girls. And so, Persia, where do we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Persia Pelé triple X.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Spanksin. No one remembers that name,
Katie
right?
Spanksin9 on Twitter.
Katie Kins.
And you can find my movie at theromanceseries.com.
I guess I have a run.
And Mona Noy at Twitter.
I guess. All right, now.
Same.
Well, I do believe we have promoted ourselves.
Com.
Oh, and Jack the Zipper, who's invisible.
JackTheZipper.com.
So I think everybody's given out their little information. You're barely
triple
here. Triple U.
No, just kidding. Dane Cross.
Triple hit. Triple just Tiger
Dane
Blood.
Dane Cross at Twitter.
Yeah.
And then Dane Cross X at Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That's all.
So where are we?
We're
about done.
Yep.
So I want to wish everybody a happy Tiger Blood Mardi Gras, including Brie Olson, I guess.
I'm an F-18. I'm going to drop
right?
my ordinance.
We're all on the Sheen team here. I mean, we believe in freedom of speech and freedom to party, and we're about to exercise that freedom right now. But in the meantime, you, if you're watching us from your mansion on a hill, or your cardboard box, or your friend's house, maybe Charlie Sheen's house, you lucky little devil. I want you to be good. I want you to try not to hurt anybody. I mean, all that violent talk is just talk, right, Charlie? Yeah. I want you to make like bonobos, not baboons, right? Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you. Say, I love you. Say, I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Love you. Happy Tiger Blood Mardi Gras. Yeah.
And from our house to your house, thank you for having us.
Yes.
And take
Hi,
to the streets.
Jane.
And take
Hi,
to the streets.
Jane.
And take them yeah. down. And take them all down. And bring freedom back.
But you're too late for
bring
the
it
show.
Back now before
but,
they take
you know,
the
now
rest
we're doing
of
the
your
after
soul.
Party.
And your body. See
Ooh,
you later,
Sam.
Alligator.
Nom, 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 nom. You got me some sin, baby.
Reverse Dr. Block's Ten Commandments of Pleasure will help you
oh,
to
yeah.
enjoy
okay,
cultivate
babies.
Love,
we gotta
lust,
do a group
and life
picture.
Itself as never before. With delicious humor and wisdom, and inspired by the bonobo way of peace through pleasure, this international bestseller, translated into 10 different languages and now in its third English language edition, has become the sexual Bible to millions of singles and couples around the world. Why? Because it gives you the keys to giving pleasure. The power to give pleasure is the greatest power that you have. Discover that power within you through Dr. Susan Block's 10 Commandments of Pleasure. Order your copy today. Call 213-670-0066. We're here for you 24/7, so there's no need to wait. Call 213-670-0066 today.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot telephone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.